Choose Your Weapon is the name of the new album by the up-and-coming group Hiatus Coyote, and it's fitting. The music is equal parts R&B, jazz, soul, or as they call it, multidimensional polyrhythmic gangster. Well, I'll use a radio-friendly word here. Stuff. On this album, you're just as likely to hear a tribute to Atari video games as the bleating of cicadas in the Australian desert. The group is from Australia and now on a U.S. tour. We asked two members of Hiatus Coyote, bassist Paul Bender, and their lead singer, her stage name is Napalm, to stop by our studios in New York. I asked them about that otherworldly sound and how they came up with that name.
When I Google searched Coyote, it's a bird appreciation society
around the world. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Spelled the same way and everything?
Yeah, you can do coyote bird tours. You can go to, like, Guam or something and look at some particular parrot.
Yeah, so I'm a crazy bird lady and I hand-reared a crow, which is the tattoo on my face, was a scratch from this crow that I hand-reared and released into the wild. So
this is the tattoo. It's a line at the corner of your mouth, kind of extending to your chin.
Yeah. So, I don't know, it just kind of seemed like a good omen, and we just, it just stuck.
Might not get yet, might not get any better. Might not get yet, might not get any better.
Napalm, I understand that you are the main songwriter, and I'd like to get some help understanding how a song comes together with the band. Like, do you approach with lyrics on a napkin or something on the guitar? Where does it begin?
It's different for every song. Either I'll write a song from scratch with guitar and vocals. Mostly it's melodies. Like, I come up with hooks and then write to it.
Well, let's hear more of it. This is the track called Molasses on Choose Your Weapon.
We'll be a compass,
Molasses, I wrote in Paris. I was going through a breakup, and I wanted to write from a perspective of, I don't know, anything harsh that happens to you in your life, it may be traumatic, but you usually come out the other side of it with some kind of perspective and compassion and understanding. And so I wanted to write from a place of the person that I knew eventually I would evolve into. And it kind of helped also with the grieving process, because you reaffirm who you're going to be instead of wallowing in your suffering. And there's that theme is very strong in a lot of the writing that I do.
Of not just surviving, but flourishing.
Yeah, exactly. I try and be really aware of that writing, you know, to that maybe it could help people. You try and get over your own trauma, I guess.
Buried deep in the soil, selfless or dark.
You know, Paul Bender, I read that you spent some time studying jazz in the U.S., right? I mean, you're from Tasmania, is that right?
I'm from Tasmania, but yeah, I studied at University of Miami for 4 years.
What style of jazz did you lean towards? You know, how does this play out in the music?
You know, it's like you take something from everything, learn and pay homage to all the titans of that music who forged this crazy path and you know, created something incredible. Part of my heart is definitely with that music and that feeling.
There was a little bit of that feeling with the song Shaolin Monk Mother Funk.
Yeah, it's got a kind of swingy vibe to it. Jazzy.
But it sounds like it was definitely not intentional.
It's funny because, like, people always just bring up the jazz thing, and there's a jazz influence, but that's, like, pretty much everyone says that any time that you play some nice chords with, like, a Fender Rhodes, you know, as soon as that happens, it's like jazz.
Follow my love, drive into
me, it's like jazz is not a style or a sound, it's a process. And Hiatus is not a jazz group. Usually like maybe two parts of the entire set that there's actually improvising. And that's really what jazz is for me, it's improvising, you know. But the reality is that, yeah, Hiatus is a very arranged band. You know, we spend a lot of time, like, figuring out how all these, like, particular little things fit in, and you can't just kind of start just doing something else because it'll sound really, really bad. Mm. Sometimes it's weird. People will just be like, man, it's like, you guys are like, yeah, jazz, you just, like, just jamming? It's just like, really? You thought we were jamming? When we were playing those really complicated lines together at the same time.
It seems like you're saying that when people try and pick out the sort of what they think is the jazz sound, you almost take it as like not an insult, but that you're conveying that this isn't improvised.
I think the hardest part for me with it is that there's a lot of jazz artists that I really love, but it's something that I've found a lot later, but I've been listening to music, you know, like Stevie Wonder and like music from Mali and flamenco and stuff since I was really little, so it doesn't sit super well with me because I feel like out of all of the music that I'm inspired by, it's strange that that's the one that is the main kind of stamp of genre on our music.
Well, Hiatus Coyote, thank you so much for speaking with us and telling us a little bit about the songs.
Thank you. No worries.
Thanks for having us.
Singer and guitarist Napalm and Paul Bender, bassist. They're members of the group Hiatus Coyote. Their latest album is called Choose Your Weapon.